We thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for the privilege to study your word.
我们为了能有这个荣幸来研读你话语的这种权益来感谢。
As we start this morning, we pray especially for Dr. Wingham.
今天早晨我们开始之前，特别的为温牧师来祷告。
That you will be with him in the surgery that he's having this morning.
他今天早晨的手术，求你和他同在。
Guide the doctors.
求你真的是引导医护人员的手。
And give special help.
求你给他特别的帮助。
Be with Mrs. Wingham and give her peace.
也求你和温师母同在，赐她平安。
And then we ask that you will help as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Okay, today we have a very interesting book.
今天我们有一本很有趣，挺有趣。挺有趣的书。
Let me give you some, reading for next week.
我现在把下个星期要读，就是这个星期之内为下星期做准备的书要读一讲一下。
Starting next week, we will spend 3 weeks to look at the minor prophets, 12 minor prophets.
下个星期开始，我们有三个星期的时间要来看小先知书。
If you would like to prepare for next week's class.
如果你想为下个星期的课做准备
，read these chapters this week.
这个星期呢，你读这些书。
Hosea 1 through 4.
何西阿一到四章。
Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章。
And Habakkuk 1 through 3.
哈巴谷书一到三章。
That will give you a little bit of an overview of what we will look at next week.
这就会给你一个下个星期我们要读的要讲大纲。
Now, before I look in the book of Daniel,
在我们开始但以理书之前
I want to give a little bit of a background.
我想给大家一点背景。
To a question that comes very often.
就是一个经常会被问到的问题。
Now, maybe I should start by saying there are people who are very, very smart.
有些人真的是很聪明。
Who can tell you exactly what every symbol in Daniel means.
他们能够告诉你这个但以理书里边的每一个这个符号，这个像，这个图像是什么意思。
I am not so smart.
我没那么聪明。
So I can't tell you what every symbol means.
所以我没法告诉你这每一个东西每一个符号都象征着什么意思。
But I think we can get an idea of the big message of the book.
但是我们可以得到这个但以理书里边这个整体的一个大的信息。
And to help you understand a bit of the book.
又为了帮助你了解这本书一点。
I want to look at a question that often comes up about the relationship between Christians and history and government.
所以我想问一个讲一个经常被问到的问题，这个问题是关于基督徒和这个历史还有这个政府的联系关系。
At times in the history of the church, there have been those who have felt like that government is almost a theocracy.
在有些历史，在整个人类的这个历史中呢，有些基督徒的基督教的历史中，有些人觉得这个政府呢，应该就是一个神治一个政府，神统治的政府。
That we should elect Christian leaders.
我们应该选这个基督徒的领导。
We should pass laws that, have Christian values.
我们应该通过就是有基督徒价值观的这个法律。
And that we should operate as much that we as Christians should be as visible and active in government as we possibly can.
我们基督徒应该是尽可能的在那个政府就是那个运作中间就是尽可能的活跃和被人看见。
Other people have said, no, we should withdraw.
另外一些人就说不 不是这样的，我们应该退出来这一切。
We should have our church.
我们应该就是有我们的教会。
The government should be separate.
然后那个政府应该跟我们是分开的。
And we just do what we do and leave everyone else alone.
我们就是做我们自己的事情，跟别人都别没什么相干。
This question especially becomes important in times of trouble.
这个问题呢，一旦到了那个就是有麻烦有麻烦的时候，这个问题就很重要。
When almost 20 years ago, 911.
大概是20年以前，就是911事件的时候。
There were Christians who said this terrible thing happened because America no longer put God first.
有些基督徒又说这个发生这么可怕的事件就是因为美国不再把神放在首位。
There were atheists who said this terrible thing happens because of all the religious people who are fighting.
有些那个无神论者就说这个可怕的事件发生就是因为这些有信仰的人，这个信宗教的人，他们在彼此争斗。
It is a question that has come many times.
所以呢，这个问题常常会出现，就会有人问。
And it happened in the 5th century.
然后这个在第五世纪也发生过这个问题。
The capital, Rome, fell to Vandals.
然后呢，就是这个罗马城就陷落了，那是谁？就是那个野蛮人，就是来侵略，从外邦来把他们给占领了。
And people said, "What has happened?"
然后人民就在问说，到底发生了什么
？Is God punishing us?
是神在惩罚我们吗
？What is wrong?
到底什么地方出错了
？A bishop by the name of Augustine wrote a book.
就是奥古斯丁，他写了一本书。
And he said there are two cities.
他说有两座城市。
One is the city of man, an earthly city.
一座城市，人的城市，就是这种地上的城。
That city is temporary.
那个城市，短暂的。
It will someday fall.
有一天它会就是陷落。会毁灭。
Every great empire, every great country will someday become weak.
不管是多伟大的帝国或者国家，有一天都会变弱变小。
The other city is the city of God, the heavenly city.
另外一座城是上帝之城，就是天上的城。
That city is eternal.
那个城是永远的，永恒的。
It will never fall.
永远不会倒下。
And Augustine said,
奥古斯丁就说
,As Christians, we live in both cities at the same time.
作为基督徒我们是同时活在这两座城市中间。
And so we must be involved in our nation and care for our nation.
所以我们必须要在意我们这个就是这个国家的事情也在中间也要投入。
But we must also know our ultimate loyalty to the heavenly city.
但是也只要知道我们效忠的是天上的城。
So, I looked at today.
然后我看今天的状况。
Jump back to the 5th century, Augustine.
然后我们再看这个第五世纪的奥古斯丁所在的时代。
Now let me jump to the 7th century before Christ to Daniel.
然后现在我们再回到公元前七世纪但以理所在的时代。
Daniel was taken into exile in 605.
但以理是公元前605年被掳到巴比伦的。
And he shows us how to be faithful to God in a pagan land.
他向我们展示了如何在一个外邦异邦的一个国家对神还仍然忠心。
Theme of the book is the kingdom of God.
他的这个但以理书的主题就是神的国。
It is happening during the transition between the Babylonian and the Persian empires.
它这个发生在丹以里写的一本书是从巴比伦王国到这个就是到这个波斯王国的转换期。
So we've looked at the Assyrian Empire when we looked at the book of Isaiah.
当我们看以西结的书的时候，那时候是亚述帝国统治的时候。
We have looked at the Babylonian Empire when we looked at Ezekiel and Jeremiah.
我们看到那个巴比伦国帝国兴起的时候，是看以西结书和这个耶利米书。
The book of Daniel starts with the Babylonian Empire.
但以理书的开始是讲的是以那个巴比伦帝国开始的。
Nebuchadnezzar's attack on Jerusalem in 605.
那个尼布甲尼撒王他攻击就是围攻耶路在公元前605年围攻耶路撒冷。
Daniel ends up coming to a position of power and influence in that Babylonian empire.
最后呢但以理在那个巴比伦的王国里边他的位置是有一个有权势也有影响力的位置。
But then he continues to hold influence after Babylon falls to the Persian Empire.
当巴比伦帝国被波斯帝国所征服之后呢，但以理仍然是在一个有影响力的位置。
And the Persian Empire is the empire that will hold power that will allow the people of Jerusalem to return home.
波斯帝国是那个允许以犹太人他回到故乡的那个帝国。
Now, I put on the slide, the audience for this is God's people at all times.
他的这个书的受众呢是所有时期神的百姓。
Most of the books that the prophets that we've been looking at are focused on either Israel or Judah.
一般来讲这个就是这个先知写信他的受众或者是写给犹大的或者是写给以色列的。
Daniel's perspective is much bigger.
但是但以理他的书信他作为先知他的这个角度就更加广大。
Jeremiah says, this is what's going to happen to Jerusalem.
耶利米说这个就是耶路撒冷要发生的。
Ezekiel says, this is why it happened, and this is what's going to happen next.
这个以西结说，这个发生这一切的原因是这个，然后还有什么要发生？
Daniel says, this is how God operates in all of history.
但以理说，这是神在人类所有的历史中是如何来运行工作的。
And this is how he's going to accomplish his purpose.
就是神是如何来，这是神如何成就他的旨意。
Now the next slide gives you an outline of the book of Daniel.
所以这个幻灯片就给了我们一个但以理书的大纲。
Probably more than any other book that we've looked at, this book divides very clearly into two parts.
跟别的书相比，这本书是很清楚的，把书信呢分成了两部分。
One thing I miss on Zoom is that I cannot ask you questions for a survey.
I think we have more people today we can try. 就是说有时候在 Zoom 上我们不太容易好像像在面对面那样容易发言。
If we were in class, I would ask you how many of you have read the first six chapters of Daniel, and probably everyone would raise your hand.
我可能如果我们在一起，我就会问大家有多少人读了但以理书一到六章，可能基本上我们都会举手。
In fact, if you went to Sunday school as a little child, you grew up knowing the first six chapters.
如果你从小就去教会，你去儿童主日学，你可能就听过好多遍一到六章。
The Hebrew children in the fiery furnace.
就是这个在这个火炉中的希伯来的三个孩子，年轻人。
Daniel in the lion's den.
但以理在这个狮子坑里。
Those are stories we tell children.
这些是我们告诉孩子们的故事。
But the second half.
但是这个后边那一部分，下半部分。
Is different.
就很不一样。
The second half probably most of you have not read it very often.
可能我们中间大多数人没有说经常的去读七到十二章。
And we certainly don't teach it to children in Sunday school.
我们可能也肯定也不会把这个教给逐日学的小朋友。
It's much different.
那非常的不同。
Remembered something and I'm making a note for next class.
So, 我想起来一件事我赶快记下来。
So, the book is very different in the two halves.
这个书的这两部分是非常的不同。
But I think that you will see today that both halves are linked by one big message.
但是这两个呢却被一个主要的一个大的信息连接在一起。
And that message is this.
那个信息就是
We as God's people are called to be faithful to God.
作为神的百姓我们被神呼召要对神忠心。
God is sovereign and we are called to be faithful to him.
神是有主权全能的神我们被呼召要对神忠心。
And when we are faithful to him, he will be faithful to us.
当我们对神忠心的神忠心的时候神对我们也是忠也是显为忠实。
And Daniel shows this message in two ways.
但以理呢以两种方式来显示这个信息。
The first six chapters,
这头六
by telling stories, historical stories.
头六章呢它是告诉我们这个历史上发生的故事来展示这个信息。
Stories of how, even in Babylon, God's people were to be faithful to God.
就是这个故事告诉我们，就算在巴比伦，神的百姓也要对神如何对神忠心。
And so if you look at the stories in the first part of the book.
所以你如果看这个第 five, right?
Yes.
所以如果你看那个发生在第一部分的这些故事。
These are examples of people who are faithful to God in difficult times.
这个就是在困难的环境中仍然对神忠心的一些例子。
Now, if you spend a lot of time on Facebook,
如果你经常上社交媒体比如脸书什么的
do not be offended by what I'm going to say.
请你不要因为我要下边要讲的而觉得被冒犯。
But very often someone will tell me about how much Christians in America are suffering.
通常有人会告诉我说在美国的基督徒他们在如何的受苦。
And I will say, how are you suffering? How are we suffering?
我就会问他们说你是怎么受苦的我是怎么受苦了。
And they will tell me the government did something that they don't like.
然后他们就会告诉我政府做了一些他们不喜欢的事。
Or someone laughed at them at the grocery store.
或者是因为他们在那个超市呢有别人嘲笑他们。
And they feel very persecuted.
他们感觉被逼迫。
Now if it's someone I don't know very well, I just say, oh, that's too bad.
如果这个人我不太认识我就会说哦那太糟糕了。
But I'll tell you that if it's one of you,
如果是你们中间的一位这样讲
I will say to you,
我会这样说
Go home and read Daniel 1 through 6.
回家好好读一下那个但以理书1到6章
And understand what it really means to be persecuted.
就能够了解到底被逼迫是什么样的。
To be thrown in a furnace if you won't bow down to an idol.
如果你不对这个偶像鞠躬，你就会被扔在一个火炉里。
To be fed to lions.
就被扔到狮子坑里，喂狮子。
To live as slaves.
去过一个奴隶的生活，做被奴役。
Now, when I say that, you may say to me, "Ah, but they did not burn up in the furnace."
然后如果我这样说，你就会说，但是他们在烈火窑中，他们没有被烧啊。
The lions didn't eat Daniel.
然后狮子也没有吃但以理。
And that's wonderful.
那很棒。
But.
但是。
They did not know that ahead of time.
他们可是事前不知道这些会有这个结果。
Remember the Hebrew young men who are thrown into the furnace.
记不记得那些被扔到烈火炉里的这些年轻人？
They say, our God who we serve is able to deliver us.
他们就说，我们所侍奉的神能够把我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
And we believe he will deliver us.
我们也相信他会拯救我们。
But if he does not,
即或不然，
We still will not bow to your idol.
我们也不敬拜你所立的金像。
These six chapters show us what it means to be faithful, even when we don't know for sure what will happen.
这六章就让我们显示，就算我们不知道最后的结果会怎么样，我们仍然如何对神仍然忠心。
The book of Daniel became very important to the Jewish people during times of suffering.
在受患难的时期，但以理书对犹太人是很重要的。
Because this book said we are called to be faithful to God.
因为这本书告诉我们，我们被神呼召要对他忠心。
Even when it is difficult.
就算是环境很艰难。
And so these first six chapters show us that.
所以呢，这六章就向我们展示了这个信息。
Daniel and his friends will not eat the food that is, has probably been, offered to idols and is part of the Babylonian culture.
就是但以理和他的朋友就是不，他们就是拒绝去吃那个王的膳食，因为这个食物可能是先被献给了偶像，然后是根据巴比伦的文化是这样子的。
Daniel's friends are thrown in the furnace when they won't bow to the image.
但以理的朋友拒绝对那个偶像跪拜，然后就被扔到了烈火窑中。
All of these stories show God's people being faithful to God.
这些故事都向我们展示神的百姓对神忠心。
But they also show something else very, very important.
他也向我们展示了别的很重要的信息。
And that is that God is sovereign.
那就像我们就是神是全能的，神是有主权的。
And he takes care of his people.
他会照料他的百姓。
Now I am always afraid when I say that.
我总是有点担心我这样讲的时候。
Because I'm afraid that you will leave and you will say, ah,The teacher said that if we obey God, God, nothing bad will ever happen to us.
我的意思不是说你上完这课你就说哦，老师说了，只要我们对神忠心，那个不会有任何坏不好的事情发生。
I must tell you, I have visited in Rome the Colosseum where the lions did eat the Christians.
但是呢，我曾经去罗马这个斗兽场看过，在那个地方，狮子的确是把基督徒给吃了。
So.God does not promise that he will always deliver you from the lions.
所以呢，神没有向你保证，他总会把你从狮子口里救出来。
There have been many Christians who have been burned to death.
也有很多基督徒被烧死了。
So Daniel does not promise that nothing bad will happen.
所以但以理并没有向我们保证，就是说没有什么任何不好的事情都不会发生在我们身上。
But he does say,
但是他的确说
that God is sovereign,
神是有全能的
and since he is sovereign,
因为神是全能的主宰的
whatever God does and allows will be what is best.
神所做的神所允许的总是最好的
The biggest message that I see from the book of Daniel is that God is sovereign.
所以但以理书里边最大最重要的信息对我来讲就是神是有全能的，神是主宰的。
Let me show you in the first six chapters two examples of how that looks.
就是让我从头六章给你讲两个例子来看这是怎么样展现这方面的。
Daniel chapter one.
但以理书第一章。
Verse one.
第一节。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
Now, After you read that first sentence,
当你读完第一句之后
Nebuchadnezzar came and laid siege to Jerusalem.
尼布甲尼撒来了，他开始围困耶路撒冷。
We expect the next sentence to say either.
我们就会
one.
Sorry, can you repeat that? It's a letter.
We expect the next sentence to say either Nebuchadnezzar won or Jehoiakim won.
我们读完这句之后呢，我们下一句我们一般就会期待说，他就会告诉我们说，尼布甲尼撒赢了，或者是约雅敬赢了。
But instead it says.
但是呢。不是这样，他反而说的是
，The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar.
他下一句说的是，主将犹大王约雅敬交在了，交付在尼布甲尼撒手中。
If this were a children's Sunday school class,
如果我们现在上的是一个儿童主日学
，And I'm telling this story,
我在讲这个故事。
And I say to the children, why did Judah lose the battle?
我如果问孩子们说，为什么犹大会输了呢？会败战，会战败呢？
The answer is not because Nebuchadnezzar was strong.
那个答案不是在于尼布甲尼撒很强壮。
The answer is not because Jerusalem was weak.
也不是因为耶路撒冷这个城不够坚固。
The answer is God gave Nebuchadnezzar victory in judgment of Judah.
这个答案是在于神在审判中把耶路撒冷给了尼布甲尼撒。
Remember that phrase, the Lord gave.
你记住这句话，主将什么交付他手。
Now we go down to verse 8.
现在我们来到第八节。
Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or wine.
他说，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
He asked the chief of the eunuchs, the one who was taking care of them, to allow him not to eat it.
所以他求太监长，就是让他不要吃这些食物。
And look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
And God gave Daniel favor in the sight of this man.
他说神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，就是神使神给了这种恩惠。
Once again, it is God who does what needs to be done.
就是说神在做应该是要被完成的。
God gives favor.
神给了这种恩惠。让但以理在这个太监长眼前蒙恩惠。
Go down to verse 17.
然后我们再来看十七节。
Daniel and his three friends.
但以理跟他的三个朋友。
God gave them learning and skill in literature and wisdom.
神在各样的文字上，就是神赐给他们聪明智慧。
Right in the first chapter.
就仅仅是在第一章。
Three times it says, God is the one who is in charge. He is sovereign.
他有三次都提到神是掌主，神是主宰的，他是在掌主权。
Chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar will have a dream.
第二章呢，尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦。
Daniel will interpret the dream.
但以理会给他解梦。
But he will make clear it is God who gives the interpretation.
但是他很清楚地让他知道说神是解梦的那一位。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Nebuchadnezzar will set up a, image.
尼布甲尼撒就是造了一个金像。
He will require the people to bow and worship.
他就要求所有的人都跪拜来敬拜这个偶像。
Daniel's friends will refuse.
但以理的朋友们就拒绝。
They will be thrown in the furnace.
他们就会那个就被那个扔到了烈火炉中。
But God will deliver them.
但是神会拯救他们。
Again, it is God who is in charge.
这是神在掌权。
Chapter 4 is a story we usually don't tell the children in Sunday school.
在第四章通常呢我们就不会给孩子讲这个故事。
We're afraid they'll go home and have nightmares.
然后我就怕给他们讲了他们回家会做噩梦。
But it's a very important story for the message of the book of Daniel.
但是对但以理书这是一个很重要的信息。
Nebuchadnezzar sees himself as a god.
现在尼布甲尼撒把自己看作神。
All powerful.
他是这个最有权力的。
He will not worship Jehovah.
他不会去敬拜耶和华神。
The god of the Jews.
是这个犹太人的神。
If you had asked him about Jehovah, he would laugh and he would say, I beat their people. God is weaker than me.
然后呢他就会说如果你问他关于对耶和华神的看法他就会可能就会笑。他说我把他们的百姓都打败了我比他们的神强。
But in chapter 4,
但是在第四章
God takes away Nebuchadnezzar's sanity.
神让这个尼布甲尼撒发疯让他的那个神志都不清了。
And he ends up living like an animal.
他最后呢就是有像一个动物似的。
And at the end of the chapter, listen to what he says as he's brought back to the throne.
当他后来又重新恢复神志又做王的时候看他最后怎么说的。
I blessed the Most High.
现在我尼布甲尼撒王赞美尊敬从恭敬天上的王。
I praised and honored him who lives forever.
Which verse?
I'm going to verse 30.
34. Oh, I'm going to 37. Okay. 他的权柄是永有的他的国存到万代。
His dominion is everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永有的。
His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
他的国存到万代。
And then verse 37, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven.
他说现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王。
All his works are right and his ways are just.
因为他所做的全都诚实他所行的也都公平。
Those who walk in pride, he is able to humble.
那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
The first six chapters of Daniel show.
但以理书的头六章让我们展示。
Through six different events, it shows how God is sovereign.
他通过六个不同的事件向我们展示神是如何神是全能的有主宰的。
And how he cares for his people.
他如何来照顾他的百姓。
Now, one through six then show God's sovereignty in their world.
这个一到六章显示了神在他们的世界中的主宰。
7 through 12, the next slide.
七到十二章向我们展示。
Shows God's sovereignty over all time.
就像我们展示了神在人类所有历史中的神的主权。
You can say it like this.
你不能这样说。
1 through 6 shows that God is sovereign.
你不能说哦，一到六章显示了神的全能，神的主宰。
7 through 12 shows that God will be sovereign.
不能说七到十二章展示神以后会主宰一切。
In the future.
是在未来。
So you have a series of visions.
所以呢，七到十二章就显示了一系列的意象。
Looking to the future.
说你看到未来，往未来看。
This is all what is called apocalyptic literature. The next slide.
这就是会被称为启示性的文学，末日启示性文学。
Apocalyptic literature is a very unique type of writing.
这个末日的启示性文学是一种很特，就是很独特的一种写作方式。
It does not teach directly, but it teaches through vision.
他不是说直接的来教导，他是通过这种意象来教导。
I put here some of the characteristics of this type of writing.
我在这里写到了放出来这个末日启示性文学的一些特征。
Because I think that a mistake that people often make when they read Daniel is they try to read it like other types of literature.
就是人们常犯的这个读但以理书所常犯的错误呢，就是他们像读别的文学题材一样来读但以理书。
I've given you four characteristics of this kind of apocalyptic literature.
我就给你这个末日启示性文学它的四个特征。
And by the way, can someone tell me what the other big apocalyptic book is in the Bible?
大家谁可以告诉我说下一个一个很重大的很出名的这个末日启示性文学是哪本书吗
Revelation.
Very good.
大家都说启示录
Very often those are studied together.
通常呢大家会把这两本书一起来研读
Four characteristics.
四种那种特点
And I'm actually going to take them out of order.
我现在可能不会按照这个顺序讲
Warning you ahead of time. The last one I have, they come in settings of oppression and difficulty.
它的这个背景通常是一个压迫的或者是一个艰难的背景。
Both Daniel and Revelation come in a time when God's people were suffering.
不管是说是但以理书还是启示录，它的这个时期呢，都是神的百姓。这本书的成书时期都是神的百姓在受苦。
And during that time, apocalyptic literature says God is on our side.
在那个时期，他就告诉这个末日启示性文学就告诉我们说，神在我们这边。
He is a warrior who will fight for his people.
神是战士，他会为他的百姓来征战。
The third one that I have there, the apocalyptic literature comes either through a vision or through an angel.
这个启示性文学一般是或者是通过异象，或者是通过天使来展示。
And when you read the second half of Daniel,
所以当你读但以理书的下半部分的时候。
He is seeing visions. He is hearing angels.
他看到异象，他也听到天使的讲话。
The same thing happens in Revelation.
这个同样的事情也发生在启示录里边。
The first characteristic I have there is it uses symbols.
第一个特征就是我在那写的就是用象征手法。
Symbols that represent something else.
这种象征手法或者这种符号呢，它是代表了别的什么东西。
In Daniel,
在但以理书
，he uses grotesque beast to represent evil kingdom.
他用这个就是这种很可怕的这种动物这种兽来象征那个。国度就是不同的帝国。
Go down to slide 10 if you would.
Okay. Just give me. I know. Nine, ten. Okay.
That one, yeah. That looks very nice. The
yeah.
Two colors.
Yeah.
On the left side.
在这个左边这张幻灯片最后一张。
Is the symbol of man's pride.
左边呢是象征人的骄傲。
And look at it.
你看一下。
I saw in my vision four great beasts.
我在异象中见到四个大兽从。
And look at the beasts.
你可以看一下这个这些大兽这些动物。
The first was like a lion.
那第一个呢是像一个狮子。
But it had an eagle's wings.
但是有鹰的翅膀。
And then it tells us that it stood on its feet as a man.
然后这个兽从地上站起来像人一样。
Now to understand why I say that is a picture of man's pride.
它为什么这个就代表了表示了人的骄傲呢
？I If we were in class at the church, I would give you a test to see how good you remember earlier classes.
如果我们在课堂上，我就会给你们一个问题，来看看谁对以前的课记得有多清楚。
But all the way back when we looked at Leviticus,
当我们更早来读这个学习利未记的时候，
I tried to show you that one of the characteristics of a clean animal,
就是一个清洁的洁净的动物的它的特征就是 I remember,
was that it did not mix characteristics from some other species, some other class.
这么说洁净动物的特点就是它不会混合一些从别的物种别的那个类来的一些特征。
It did not cross boundaries.
它不会说是交叉不会过了这个界限。
To the Jewish people,
对犹太人来讲
,a hybrid animal was an abomination, unclean.
一个混合的有特征的这个动物就是说是可憎之物是不洁净的。
And so this lion that has wings is unclean.
所以呢这个有翅膀的这个狮子呢就是不洁净的。
That's the symbol that you should see.
所以那个就是你要去找的这个符号这个象征手法。
I don't think.
我不觉得。
That when the people of Israel read Daniel,
当以色列人他自己去读但以理书的时候
，that they would have ever done like some modern writers do.
他们肯定不会是像现代的一些作者所做的。
And say, okay, let's see which country has a lion as a symbol. Ah, that might be England.
然后他们就说哦，哪个国家的国旗上边有这个狮子呢哦，那有可能这个就是英国
and an eagle, oh, that's America.
说那有鹰那肯定就是美国
so chapter 7 must be something about England and America.
所以第七章可能就是关于写到英国跟美国
when you read like that you end up with very unusual interpretations I'll say
当你这样子来读的话你最后就会有一个很不寻常的解释
What the people of Israel would have read was this
当以色列人他们读到这一边他们是这样的读的他们会这么想
Eagle's wings, that's terrible
说一个带着鹰的翅膀的狮子那太可怕了
That's unclean, that's an abomination
那个是不洁净之物那个是神所是可憎之物
Stay away.
所以你离他远一点。
But then, that's the picture of man's kingdom.
那个就是人类的这个国度的一个图片，一个象征。
I'll come back to that in a minute.
我待会儿再来讲。
Then on the other side is God's kingdom.
但在右边是神的国度。
I beheld the Ancient of Days.
我观看到亘古常在者。
His garment was white as snow.
他的衣服洁白如雪。
The hair of his head was like pure wool.
头发如纯净的羊毛。
His throne was like a fiery flame.
宝座乃火焰。
His wheels as burning fire.
骑轮乃烈火。
All of this is about purity.
所有这些都讲到这个洁净，这个纯净的状态。
So on one side is what is.
Oh, sorry. 所以在一边呢是一个不洁净。
So on one side.
所以在一面呢。
Is a clean animal.
是一个不洁净的动物。
Something that is an abomination.
是一个可憎的。
On the other side,
但是在另外一面
is God who is pure and powerful.
是神的这个是一位洁净的就是纯净的然后是蛮有全能的神。
Now, the reason that is important to me for you to understand is this.
对我来讲这个重要的原因是
People will always try to make Daniel fit their specific time in history.
因为人总是想把但以理书解释到就是去放到他们想要认为的这个特定的历史时期跟时间他们自己的时间表里。
And that's okay, I don't mind.
那个没关系我也不在意。
But we must remember that the big picture is God versus evil.
但是我们要记住这个最大的这个信息就是说神对的这个邪恶。
And the reason I say that I don't mind when people find it in their day is because it applies to all times.
因为我不在意说人把这个放到他们自己的时间表或者说是应用到别的因为这个所有的人类历史都是好多人都是这样解释的。
Now if you go back to slide 6.
如果我们再回到第 7.
OK,
如果我们回到第七章幻灯片。
The second big, characteristic.
第二个最大的这个启示性文学的特征就是。
In English is a long word, eschatological.
它是一个很长的词其实就是末世。
It means.
它的意思就是。
It's looking to the future.
就是你瞻望未来。
It divides history up into periods, blocks of time.
就把历史分成不同的时间段。
And the third and fourth points there are very important.
这个末世性的第三点跟第四点很重要。
A teleological view of history. I hope that word translated.
就是说对历史是一个目的性的看法。You mean the third one?
It means this.
它的意思就是说
And I don't think they can see me, so you'll have to show them.
Okay.
But for most people in history, they see history as cycle.
很多人他们的历史观是认为历史是一个循环的。
Going around in a circle over and over and over.
就觉得一圈一圈这样走好像就是一个循环性的。
The Jewish and Christian view of history is teleological.
但是历史就是基督徒和犹太人他们对历史的看法是历史最后是有目的的是有一个导向的
That means it's going in a line.
就是说它是一个好像沿着一条线走
It is headed to a final judgment.
它最后呢是会它的这个最终的要走到一个最终的审判
There is a purpose to our history.
所以我们的历史呢是有目的的
Now I wish I had a whiteboard.
我希望我有个白板。
To show you because what Christians see about history is it is cycles that are always moving forward.
所以基督徒看到的实际上是一个好像一个历史的一个好像一个循环但是总是往前走。
So yes, there is the rise and fall of empires and the cycles.
所以它是有一个循环，就是说帝国的兴起跟衰落。
But all of this is moving forward.
但是所有这些循环呢，是往前走的。
To a goal.
它最后是有一个终极的一个目的的，有个目标的。
At the end of history, there will be a judgment.
在历史的终结点是有一个审判。
In which a sovereign God will put everything as it should be.
然后呢，这个全能的主宰的神就会把每一样事情放到他们应该在的位置。
Now that is a wonderful encouragement to God's people.
这个对神的百姓是一个很棒的一个鼓励。
When you know that whatever happens now, God is going to ultimate.Win.
就是不管说现在发生了什么样的情况你知道最终神是得胜的
I gave you on slides 8 and 9 what many people feel that the kingdoms may be in Daniel
我就在第八第九章幻灯片给了大家讲的世上的帝国是怎么样的
I think this is probably right
我觉得这可能是对的
But regardless
不管怎么样
What is most important is
最重要的就是
that God is in charge.
神在掌管。
He is accomplishing his purpose.
神在成就他的旨意。
And so, you have what they would have considered the great and powerful golden Babylonian Empire.
你就有那个人所看为就是伟大的这个最强盛的这个巴比伦帝国。
What they would have maybe thought was a little bit weaker, the Medes and Persian Silver Empire.
或者他们觉得稍微弱一点的就是这个马代波斯帝国它是银的胸膛和膀臂。
The Greek Empire.
然后就是希腊帝国。
The Roman Empire.
然后就是罗马帝国。
But with all of that.
所有这一切。
No matter who is in power.
不管说谁在谁在当权，谁在统治，但以理就是在那个大卫的宝座上坐着那位亘古常在者。
His garment was white as snow.
他的这个他的那个衣服洁白如雪。
His throne was like a fiery flame.
他的宝座就像火焰。
This week I have been reading a history of the church in the 20th century.
我在读就是20世纪的教会历史，这个星期我在读这本书。
The church has had more martyrs in the 20th century than any time in history.
就是20世纪的殉道者比历史上所有的殉道者加起来人数都多。
A terrible time of suffering.
是一个可怕的一个受苦的受难的时期。
But the church has also had more believers, converts.
但是在20世纪历教会却有更多的相信的人就是归于信耶稣的人。
Than any time in history.
也比历史上任何时期都多。
And so yes, Christians may suffer.
是的基督徒也许会受苦。
But God is still sovereign.
但是神仍然在掌权。
And he accomplishes his purpose in history.
神会在历史中成就他的旨意。
Daniel gives us a picture of that.
所以呢，但以理就给了我们这样一个图片。
That ultimately, no matter what happens, God's kingdom will win.
不管说会发生什么，最终神的国会赢。
And that is an incredibly encouraging message.
那是对我们来讲是一个巨大的一个鼓励的信息。
Now, starting next week,
所以下个星期开始
I'm going to spend 3 weeks on 12 books.
我们会有花三个星期的时间讲12本书。
It's called the Book of the 12, the Minor Prophets.
他们也称为十二卷之书或者小先知书。
And I'm dividing it up into 3 groups.
我会把它分成三组。
And we will do those over the next 3 weeks.
所以我们就下个星期下三个星期来讲这些书。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I thank you for the encouragement that it gives to us.
也谢谢你借着这些你的话语所给我们的鼓励。
Help us to trust your purposes.
帮助我们能信靠你的目的，你的旨意。
To live in confidence even when things look difficult around us.
就算周围的环境艰难，也帮助我们蛮有这个确信的来生活。
To know that you're in charge.
让我们知道你在掌管。
And we do not need to lose hope.
我们不需要没有就是失去信心，失去盼望。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
阿门。
Thank you very much.